Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. The more you know about the home buying process, the more time and money you'll save. In part one of this series, we covered the first five steps of how to buy a home. Today, we'll cover the last five, so you know how to make the right offer, negotiate the best deal, and have a successful closing. Just to review, here are the first five steps to buy a home from part one. Step number one, build your credit. Step number two, decide what you can afford. Step number three, get a mortgage pre-approval. Step number four, meet with a real estate professional. And step five, tour listings for sale. Now, here's what happens after you find one or more homes that seem like a perfect fit for your price range and lifestyle. Step number six, research your purchase offer. In part one, I mentioned that the listing price of a property is just a starting point for negotiations. Never make an offer on real estate without doing your homework. You've got to research pricing carefully so you know if the seller is fishing for more than the property is worth or if it's actually priced to sell. This is another part of the home buying process where working with a seasoned real estate professional pays off. First, ask your real estate agent to pull the listing and selling prices of similar homes nearby that sold within the last 6 months. If comparable properties or comps have been selling for 5% less than the listing price, you'll know to subtract at least that much from what the seller is asking. Consider doubling that amount and making your opening bid 10% less than the listing price so you have room for negotiation. If the property you're bidding on is better than the comparable sales in terms of its square footage, amenities, lot size, location, or view, it may be worth more. But if it's smaller or needs updating, you should offer less than what the comp sold for. Your agent may have toured the comparable sales when they were on the market, so ask for his or her input on how they compare to the property you're considering. But remember that agents typically want to sell homes at the highest possible prices, so they earn higher commissions. Additionally, if the agent doesn't represent you, keep your pricing strategy to yourself so they can't tell the seller or use it against you. You can offer any price you want, and the agent must present it to the seller or their agent, even if it's much lower than the asking price. But it's possible that a lowball offer could offend a seller and make them refuse to do business with you. So make an opening bid carefully and remember that a seller can reject your offer completely or come back with a higher counteroffer. Step number seven, write a purchase contract.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
Escape to Ocean City, Maryland, and discover a place that just feels lighter, where every day feels like Saturday, and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion, and seafood is always in season. where the boardwalk is bustling and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Okay, now back to writing your purchase contract. Once you've settled on an opening bid, it's customary to put it in writing. Each state has a standard form for buying real estate that your agent will help you complete. You'll need to decide a variety of issues, like the purchase price, the amount you'll put down and finance, the deadline for the seller to respond to your offer, the date you want to close, and contingencies, like getting a satisfactory home or termite inspection. This is where a good agent can help you get creative, because everything in real estate, and I mean everything, is negotiable. For instance, you could create a contract addendum that asks the seller to pay some or all of your closing costs. You could ask for the crystal chandelier that makes the dining room look picture perfect. The sky's the limit when you make an offer, but don't go crazy. If the chandelier is a family heirloom, then asking for it could make the seller reject your offer. I've seen many real estate deals get destroyed over silly things like bar stools, porch furniture, and washer dryer sets. Also remember that your power to negotiate depends on the pace of the market. In a slow market, buyers have the most leverage to get what they want. A good agent will help you craft an offer with appropriate contingencies, so you can get out of the deal if something unexpected happens, like your financing falls through or the property needs more repairs than you thought. Just remember that an agent who represents the seller will want the contract to favor their best interests, not yours. Step number 8, satisfy your contingencies. Well done. The seller accepted your offer after haggling on price a little bit. Now, it's time to work through each contingency listed in your offer. You or your agent must get a copy of the signed contract to your lender right away. They'll require a home appraisal to determine whether the property is really worth the price you've agreed to pay. Lenders generally also require a land survey, which is a map of the property boundaries that shows where structures are located. The lender needs to know that the detached garage or fence isn't sitting on the neighbor's property by mistake, or vice versa, which would create big problems down the road. Your lender will order those services and perhaps others, depending on what's customary in your area. You'll be in charge of satisfying other contingencies, like getting a home inspection and getting homeowner's insurance. If an inspector finds structural problems, you can ask the seller to repair them or to lower their price. If they don't agree to either remedy, you could walk away from the deal without penalty, as long as that contingency is written into the contract. Step number 9, review closing documents and the property. If you make it through all the contingencies in a real estate offer, you're in the home stretch. 1 or 2 days before the closing, your agent will receive a standard closing document called the HUD Settlement Statement. HUD stands for the Department of Housing and Urban Development. This is a very important document that you need to review carefully, It lists each charge you must pay at closing. Some of the expenses may be rolled into your financing, but typically many are not. You'll need to show up at the closing with a cashier's check to cover what you owe, or wire funds if you're doing a remote closing. One final task you or your agent should complete before the closing is called a walkthrough. This is your last chance to look at the property and make sure nothing has changed. If you find a tree through the roof or a missing chandelier that was supposed to be included in the deal, you'll need to start negotiating again. And the last step, number 10, execute the closing documents. After all the drama of dealing with lenders, searching for homes, negotiating with sellers, and managing multiple vendors, make sure you take a deep breath before the closing. It can be nerve-wracking as you sit across the table from the seller, especially if the negotiations got heated. If you don't want to meet the seller face-to-face for any reason, you can always request to have separate closings. The closing agent or attorney will go through the settlement statement with you line by line. Be sure to ask questions if you don't understand anything. Then you'll review and sign piles of mortgage documents until your hand cramps. Finally, you get the keys and are the proud owner of a new home. Congratulations. There's a whole chapter about real estate and the best kind of mortgages in my book, Money Girl's Smart Moves to Grow Rich. When you visit smartmovestogrowrich.com and sign up, you'll get my weekly money tips, tools, and advice that's just for subscribers. Also, be sure to connect with me across the web on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and Pinterest. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
True or false? Walmart has eye care. True. Stop by Walmart to save and browse top designer frames right where you already shop. And they accept most insurance. Welcome to Easy Eye Care. Welcome to your Walmart.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.